All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, 97.1. So it's a little bit of an escape, and to save you some time, it was a fantastic article by Seth Wickersham on Tom Brady and kind of what may or may not have happened, the Belichick saga, the Patriot saga. So what I want to do is I condense this. Let me just read a little bit of this to you, and you tell me what you make of it. So, again, it's condensed. But Wickersham writes, no one knew what tomorrow held for the first time in his career. Brady would be a free agent. Emphasis on free. But he looked liberated. He walked with a purpose through the tunnel at Gillette, walked fast, walked to put off a clear vibe. He didn't want to be stopped with his sleeping daughter in his arms, wife at his side, and his assistants in tow. He entered the parking lot in the dark New England rain, and it seemed obvious, if not official, the partnership of two decades was over. Now, again, some of that was right after the Titans game. But fast forward to St. Paddy's Day. Tom Brady announced he was moving. He didn't say where. But we learned it was to the Buccaneers, an icon joining one of the least iconic teams in sports. It's a great one-liner, and it's truth. I mean, the Bucs are essentially the Lions, except for one magical year. A storied career of a starting QB in New England that began shortly after 9/11, now bookended by another international crisis. But there have been many moments in recent years where the relationship between Brady and the Pats has been strained. In the years following his knee surgery in 08, when he spent more time in L.A. and less in Foxborough, it culminated in a disconnect, as Yahoo Sports reported, in contract talks in June 2010, during Deflategate, when many close to Brady felt Kraft and Belichick had left him alone to take the fall, even after he defended the franchise during Spygate. But it all reached a fevered pitch in the fall of 17, Wickersham writes. The team was defending its fifth Super Bowl, and for the first time, Brady used his platform to advocate a philosophy other than the Patriot way. This is where Sully's ears are going to perk up like a horse. Brady used the platform to advocate his business, TB12 Sports.
Oh, of course.
And the accompanying book, The TB12 Method. He wrote with the help of his then trainer and friend Alex Guerrero, the issues in the Pats building caused by the method, how it pitted players against the team trainers, how Belichick felt forced to curtail Guerrero's access, widely reported, well known. But the heart of the problem between Brady and Belichick in late 17 was the same as March 2020. Brady wanted a contract extension. Wickersham writes, Brady made it clear he was playing football until his mid-40s. He preferred to sign a deal that ensured he retire a Patriot. But if the team refused, he was fine moving on. He wanted clarity. He met with Belichick. The meeting ended with a quote-unquote blow-up, a source said. He met with Kraft. He got mixed signals. Team president Jonathan Kraft told NFL Network in January of 18, Brady had, quote, earned the right to decide when he wanted to stop playing. But on the other hand, that right never came in the form of an extension. After the Pats lost to the Eagles, Brady was deeply dissatisfied. The offense put up 613 yards and didn't punt. When Belichick addressed the team upon its return to Foxborough, Brady mostly stared straight down and barely glanced up at Belichick. Brady told people in the building he wasn't coming back. Needing distance, he He detached from the team that spring. He left passive-aggressive comments on social media. He pled the fifth. He looked lost at the end of his Facebook docuseries, Tom vs. Time, saying this of his passion, quote, "What are we doing this for? You gotta have answers." Now, Ian O'Connor wrote a book called Belichick. I'm still working my way through that book. It's a 24-hour audio listen. I mean, it is like the New Testament. But in the book, Brady wanted a quote-unquote divorce from his coach. Brady made it clear to fellow author Mark Leibovich in the book Big Game, he was fed up with Belichick's culture, which is to say he was fed up with Bill Belichick. When asked in Leibovich's book how he would feel if the Pats released him, he was blunt. They can do whatever they want. These last 2 years have been challenging for him in so many ways. As you saw his wife say in Tom vs. Time, he tells me I love it so much, but I want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun. Her words didn't serve just as confirmation of longstanding issues in the building. They set a new bar. So we listened close to Brady as he insisted he would be the first to go. Tom Brady's father once told me, this is Wickersham saying, he told me that once Belichick found a quarterback who is better for a dollar less, Tom will be gone. It will end badly. Some close to Brady actually looked forward to that day in a weird way. Now, you ready for this? This is the interesting one. In August of 18, Brady received a revised contract. Incentives adding up to $5 million, which were boxes he never checked. He was mostly throttled in the Super Bowl against the Rams, but with the game tied at 3, less than 8 minutes to go, Brady delivered what might be his last legacy throw as a Patriot, hitting Gronk down the sideline. What a god-awful Super Bowl that was, by the way. The franchise has always been ruthless with its internal evaluation of players. Its scouting reports would shock fans if they could see them, even when it came to Brady, especially when it came to Brady. So a 6th Super Bowl earned him nothing but a difficult negotiation. Wickersham writes, NBC Sports Boston reported last August, Brady was prepared to walk out of camp in anger. Essentially, he signed a new deal, which was spun as an extension. In reality, it was a 1-year deal. He could void it at the end of the year. He then put his Brookline, Massachusetts home up for sale, and so did Guerrero. A quarterback who once starred in a comedy sketch yelling, "I'm the effing quarterback," would now refer to himself forward as an employee of the Patriots. Brady seemed invigorated. They signed Antonio Brown. They talk about the damage, and I have to editorialize some of this, guys, but basically, it lasted one game. Brown was accused of rape after an SI article detailed more troubling behavior after Brown sent threatening texts to a woman who accused him. Bob Kraft stepped in, and according to NBC Sports Boston, insisted the team release Brown. It was a business decision from an owner who has always claimed not to be involved in football. When Brown apologized, all but begging for another chance, Belichick made it clear, "Not my call. You'll have to talk to Robert about that." It wasn't fun, and Brady didn't feel appreciated. In the words of a confidant, quote, "He was like, why am I doing this?" The Pat defense was winning games, but the offense was stagnant. Brady told friends he felt Belichick had taken the offense for granted because of how good it had been for so long. Brady told NBC he was, quote, "the most miserable 8-0 quarterback in the NFL. I mean, it goes on. Basically, let me finish out with this. After the Super Bowl, Brady was in Boston, in a house he had largely emptied out, acting on his own, putting out feelers, and leaving everyone to wonder whether he had a plan. The best part? Executives? He was driven by this animus towards Belichick that they couldn't even tell if he actually wanted a fresh start or if he was just trying to get leverage to get Bob Kraft to step in. Deadline neared, league year started. A call earlier in the month between Brady and Belichick ended without an agreed-upon extension, with Brady's camp viewing it as further proof the team wanted him only under its rigid terms, and the team exploiting the chance to leak that they had an offer for him and the ball was in his court. For all of Belichick's greatness, for all the praise he had thrown on Brady, Wickersham writes, the relationship had run its course. Brady wanted something new. He goes to the Bucs, but he calls Bob Kraft the night, on Monday night, a week ago today. He calls Kraft and he made the short drive to his house for a conversation, which he had long imagined. Kraft, in a round of phone calls to Patriot beat writers the next day, said he assumed Brady was visiting to finalize a contract. I thought he was coming over, as he has for 10 years, to quietly get things done. That didn't happen. But Brady told Kraft it was over, and the owner would have little doubt as to why. Quote, think about loving your wife, and for whatever reason, there's something. Her father, her mother, it makes life impossible for you, and you have to move on. 3 days later, he would sign with the Bucs. Fascinated. Now, guys, there's more to it. I had to edit it down, but it's fascinating. I mean, this really is a Belichick v. Brady, and Brady pitting Kraft versus Belichick. An incredible, really good article. If you want to take the time and read the rest, do it. If you've heard what you needed, cool. I'm glad I did it for you. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.